May I help you? All your syllabi are online, attached to your student ID login. Oh, you must be a new grad student proctor then? Well, surely if you're a professor, you know that the paper syllabus in your hand is obsolete, not to mention bad for the environment. The university moved virtually everything to the Onyx Light portal last semester. We even yanked the College of Engineering into the new millennium with us this semester. Or maybe not. Engineering, huh? You know, I'm not sure whether to laugh or scream. Ironic that a college all about the advancement of infrastructure and society and blah 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 cannot figure out how to post syllabi to the university intranet. Too busy breaking stuff and then staring at it for ages, combing through the gigs of data on a computer, I might add, to determine why it broke, to, you know, worry about the students that they're supposed to be teaching. Apologies. I am a librarian. This is my shift at the help desk, sure. But I am not a secretary. And I don't do data entry. Please tell Dr. Volan to kindly come by during my office hours. After the assisted service closes at 6 p.m. And then they can explain to me why their class is... Seriously? You or Volan? What were you, a child prodigy? How are you old enough to hold a terminal degree? Oh, And working on another? Okay, I'll admit I'm impressed. Yes, you must really be a glutton for punishment. I see. My offer stands. Return at 6 p.m. and I'll get you sorted. Understand? I bet I can teach you a few things. My, but that blush suits you, Doctor. Appointment at 6, sharp. Trust me, you don't want to be late. Right on time. Good boy. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have my doubts that you'd show. Follow me. Here, my office. Sit here. Don't touch anything. These are all in various stages of repair. Some are drying from having new boards adhered. I know exactly where everything is. I don't need you messing it up. Well, how very observant. No, restoring books is not in my job description. What can I say? I like fixing things. These books' only crime is their knowledge outliving their utility. One should not suffer neglect because they aren't understood. I think you can understand the need for analog interfacing in a digital world. Can't you, Doctor? If you keep blushing like that, I won't be held liable for my actions. Funny how that made it worse. Is that what you want? A little of me holding my actions against you. Well, let's take care of this little problem of yours so we might address the larger one. Someone has been a very good boy. It seems your syllabus made its way into Onyx after all. Funny that. So you came here this evening to, what, earn a little praise, get a nice pat on the head. Oh, you wanted to please me. It's your job. You'll have to work much harder than status quo to earn reward from me. Reward got your attention, huh? How bad do you want it? Show me. And I saw you stifle that shiver when I whispered in your ear this afternoon. I know you were rock hard, straining against those jeans of yours. Yes. Blush all you like. I want it all. Such a shy, sweet boy you are. And if I lean over you like this, my tits oh so close to your face, I bet you're just as hard right now. And then if I press them against you, as I grab your hair and pull you toward my mouth so I can whisper, tell me what you want. But please, please what? Oh, you want to please me? Good boy. First, you may call me Miss. Second, get up and take those clothes off. Fold them neatly and place them under your chair. Now, start moving. This is the only time I'll give an instruction twice. Very nice. The blush has spread, Doctor. I'd ask about the prognosis. But I know you're not that kind of doctor. Are you, my filthy slut? Perfection. On second thought, hand me that belt. Oh, you look like a scared little bunny. Save your apprehension. This is still a library. I'd hardly make you scream bloody murder in here. That's what gags are for. I'm kidding. I'm going to have to be careful with you. You make my insides go all feral. That baby face of yours. I want to fiercely protect you from the world, and at the same time stripe your skin with my marks. Scratch and bite and claw till I'm satisfied, till you make the noises that call to me. Very careful. Catnip you are, and my claws are sharp. Sit. Now then, give me your hands behind the chair here. I'll secure you just like this. There now. No whips and chains, or whatever it was you had flashed through your animal brain. Nothing to be scared of. I really will gag you. I just want to look at you for a moment. But feel free to keep doing that. The deeper you blush, the wetter I get. talk liked that, did it? You do like pleasing me, don't you? Good boy. I can't argue with that. Good fucking boy. Would you like to see how wet you've made, Mrs. Pussy? The twitch from your cock implies a resounding yes. Maybe I should address all future questions to it. With it throbbing like that, I wonder how much blood is left in that big brain of yours anyway. I think you have a lot of potential, Doctor. Don't look down now. I want to see that beautiful face of yours as I show you my body. So hot and tight. Excited by you. Oh, that you can't touch. In fact, put your knees together. I'm going to sit on your lap. Just like this. Don't you like the feel of the lace against your chest? Or maybe you'd like it better like this. Here, let me give you a closer look. They're so sweet. You're definitely a tit man. Well, look what you did. You dribbled pre-cum on my skirt. Open. Suck it off. Good boy. So eager to please. Now, is this what you want to see? You want to see the mess you've made of my panties, naughty boy? I'm positively dripping. And I will be satisfied. Open up again. These will make a nice gag. How do I taste, Doctor? Holy hell. I'm so wet. In fact, plenty to share. That feels so good, doesn't it? My pussy juices coating your cock like that. I'm sure you'd give anything to feel my pussy for yourself, wouldn't you? You haven't earned a reward like that yet. You'll just have to suffer through my hot little hands using you instead. That's it. Moan for me. Is that good? Oh, that was fast. You are not allowed to come yet. You'll be begging to come before I'm done. And you can hardly do that with a mouthful of panties. But we'll call that edge number one. Calm yourself. Deep breaths. I want more from you. Give me what I want. Open your legs. I'm just going to ride your thigh here while I tease my new toy with my hand a bit more. Fuck. I'm close already. I wonder if you can keep from coming. If I rub one out right here on your leg. So close to where you want me. Almost. But so far from what you need. Fuck. 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 Think you're ready for CBT yet. That's edge number two. But I want to hear more from you. Open up. Good boy. Taste myself on your lips. Time to earn that reward, doctor. One more edge. You may not come until I allow it. You will ask and wait for my response. You may try to move me. Entice me. Beg, even. I told you you'd beg before the night was over. And I meant it. Don't look so surprised. You didn't think it would be that easy, did you? Pre-cum. Such an eager slut for me. God, you taste good. No. Please, miss, may I come is the proper way to. There you go. Still no. But I applaud the effort. What is it you engineers would call this? A stress test? Wait, no, that's for a cardiac evaluation. No, it does feel like your heart may beat out of your chest. Mm-hmm. something.
Oh.
I love failure. It's not an option, it seems. Well done. Good boy. Edge number 3. Do you know what that means? You've earned your reward. Such an obedient boy. I'm just going to... Fuck. You fill me so well. Fucking hell. You feel so damn good. Does my pussy feel good around your poor, needy cock? Thank you, sweet boy. Now here you are, ready to explode. And it's your first time inside me, stretching me, filling me. God, I can feel you throbbing. You better make this last, or I might not be inclined to reward you again. We wouldn't want that. No, would we? No. Fuck. I can work your head over my G spot, over and over at this angle. No, you may not. Wait. I'm almost there. Hold it. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Yes. Fuck. Come for me, doctor. Fucking fill me. Fill me. Fucking come for me. Good boy. Such a good boy for me. I told you good boys got rewards. Mm. satisfied for now. I have this hour blocked in my schedule for staff training every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 6 p.m. Don't be late.